Good evening, and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. My name is Malika Pryor Martin, and I am the Communications and Development Officer at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Coulson, our director, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget to take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also go to the Apple Play Store and download TuneIn Radio to listen to us. Tonight in the studio with me, this is going to be shock and awe for anyone that's ever listened to me before, standing in for Amanda, but one of my fabulous guests is Community Outreach Officer from the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, Ms. Abby Smith. Say hi, Abby, after a long day.
Hi.
That's well, alrighty. And then, who I don't get to have fun on the radio with very often is one of our fabulous and amazing assistant curators at the NAGB, Mr. Ricardo Barrett.
Hello, everybody.
Well, that sounds incredibly professional. Far more professional than I am. It's fine, though. I'm not jealous. And today, you might imagine we're going to be talking about a bunch of NAGB stuff, but it's so cool and awesome, you're totally going to want to listen. Because the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas isn't just in Nassau. Yes, you heard that correctly, ladies and gentlemen. The National Art Gallery of the Bahamas isn't just in Nassau. As of tomorrow morning, if I understand correctly, Abby, is it tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
The NAGB will officially be on the ground in Eleuthera, so special shout out to the Family Islands, particularly Eleuthera, because our traveling exhibition, which I think we mentioned the last time I guess hosted here, is coming to Eleuthera. It is the first time that Trans, A Migration of Identity, which is co-curated by Mr. Ricardo Barrett and Abby Smith, will be traveling anywhere. So it is the world premiere, premiere of this amazing traveling exhibition. This is what we have to do at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So we hope that you are alive and awake with us while we traverse through all of this wonderful, wonderful conversation around art. And I'm really excited about this because it is the second exhibition that will travel. It features in its entirety or entirely the National Collection. One of our fellow team members uses the phrase, it's the National Collection, not the Nassau Collection. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we really strive hard to make sure that that's abundant and clear is by bringing the National Collection to our fellow islands, coming off of the capital, leaving the capital, and moving into other spaces and places that are equally worthy of being able to access the beauty and the wonder and the dynamic work of Bahamian visual artists. Because, okay, and they're also all not from Nassau, are they?
No, they're not.
That's not actually a thing. Mm-hmm. So I know that this particular exhibition is featuring over 12. Is it 12 artists?
I'd like to say over 12.
Well, okay. According to my record, it's 18.
Holy moly. 18.
Yeah, 18 artists.
I missed 33% of the artists. So we'll say over a dozen. Nearly 20 amazing Bahamian artists are going to be featured and highlighted in this particular exhibition, which I think is really, really special because the first exhibition, which was co-curated by another one of our fabulous assistant curators, Natalie Willis, along with our community outreach officer, Abby Smith, focused on two artists, incredibly worthy artists, masters, in their respective areas of focus. Mr. Amos Ferguson, Exuma native, the forest, Exuma, let's be specific, and Mr. Maxwell Taylor. This one, however, speaks more to this broader theme and this idea of identity and culture and what makes the Bahamas, utilizing these visual aids, which is this amazing art, of course. And we're going to get into that a little bit, I think, in the second segment. But I just want to hear from you guys what we're going to be doing in Eleuthera. Why is it so fantastic that we're heading there? And what can Eleuthera look forward to?
Well, Eleuthera will be coming. I just wanted to let you know that we're coming. First thing in the morning on the first flight, when the sun rises, we will be in the air. So first up, we have our community mural. That's going to be facilitated by Harbor Island All Age art teacher Mr. Kevin Roll and six of his students. We have Alfred Williams, who will be bringing some of his students down from North Eleuther High School, Miss Janelle Williams from Central Eleuther High School, Miss Janice Hall from Rock Sound Primary and Topham Bay Primary, and Mr. Will Simmons from Preston Aubrey High School. We call it the Artist Collective. They've come together to tell the story of Eleuther through folklore. And that will be done Friday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 4th.
Okay, so before the opening.
Before the opening. What's significant about that particular mural is that it won't be stationary. It'll be mobile. It will travel to 12 heritage sites on Eleuther. And it will be done at the Eleuther Arts and Cultural Center in Tarpon Bay. On Monday, March 5th, we will have our opening at the South Eleuther Mission, who will be hosting this particular exhibition from March 5th through April 13th.
Okay, and it's so that's open, like a whole 5 weeks.
A whole 5 weeks is open to the public. And then we will have, on Tuesday, we will have our primary and high school workshop on painting for Antonius Roberts, John Beadle, Stan and Jackson Burnside, and Alan Wallace.
So these are the artists that are inspiring the workshop?
Yes, okay. They're inspiring the workshop. And at 7, no, at
or
6.
Or whose work, I should say, inspires.
At 6 o'clock, we'll be having our curator's talk with myself and Mr. Ricardo Barrett. On Wednesday, we will have our community workshop. This is our first ever community workshop.
Which is so exciting!
Exciting! On the work of Maxwell Taylor, printmaking to be exact. And it's open to all. And then from the day of the actual community workshop, we will be visiting the schools until Friday, March 9th, where we'll have the opportunity to go into the classrooms and you know, get an understanding of what the kids are, you know, doing on a day-to-day basis, and also, you know, delivering great publications specifically from the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, you know, not only for art classes, but for social studies, for English, for literature. You know, it's multidisciplinary. That's so many subjects all at the same time. These books are multi-purpose, and so we want our teachers to have that opportunity to share it across their curriculum. And so we have basically a week full of activities that's usually a part of our traveling exhibition. And we want everybody in Eleuther to just come on down and enjoy these activities because everything is free of charge.
Everything is free of charge. Everything. I mean, I just want to reiterate that. Everything is free of charge and open to the public. So if you are living in Nassau and you know that, you know, over the course of the next month you're going to be visiting Eleuther, this is a wonderful opportunity. This exhibition is only seen on the Family Islands where it travels and visits. So it's unique in that you can't see it. You could go and view all of the fantastic exhibitions that are housed in the Villa Doyle, which is the home of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you'll never see this exhibition. So it's something that has been curated especially and particularly for the Family Islands, and it will take various iterations as it moves from island to island, but this particular iteration is like super special because it's quite expansive. It's in a space that allows for several pieces from the National Collection mm-hmm. to actually travel, which is really exciting. Now, Ricardo, I know that you traveled to Eleuther before, is that right? Mm-hmm. Was it Eleuther? And what was your experience in terms of doing the class visits and engaging that process? I think, Abby, we've probably talked about this before, but I'm just curious to hear from another perspective. What is it like when you sort of get on the ground and, you know, you're engaging with, you know, your fellow citizenry, and especially with respect to the youth, because they're so incredibly important?
I think foremost, it's actually very rewarding when you know, because at that point we had the van. So you step out of the van with these like priceless pieces of art, which was Amos Ferguson's that we were carrying around. And these students were just like,
Wait. So you actually took pieces?
Yeah, we took pieces with us to the schools.
Amazing.
Yeah, because we carried a surplus of Amos's.
Okay.
So we had like two or three that we kept with us. And every school we went to, we kind of like pulled them out. and showed the students. So they got like a first-hand like experience of what his paintings look like.
Okay.
And it's almost like, in a way, they got educated in terms of how to handle artwork as well.
Mm.
Because, you know, I handled it well. I had my gloves on. It was this whole idea, like, you can't have it out in the sun. So it's almost like trying to educate the future, you know, Bahamas on how important it is to conserve, like, you know, our culture and kind of prepare for all of that.
Oh, that sounds amazing, actually. I know that in this particular instance, and I also think that this is a really exciting feature of this traveling exhibition, is that one of our amazing partners, One Eleuthera Foundation, who's our primary partner in Eleuthera and Rock Sound, is working to provide transportation for schools. Because we know Eleuthera is a long island, no pun intended. And it can be tough, right? I mean, for schools to get from one end or one side of the island to the other. Mm-hmm. And they're actually working to provide transportation for mm-hmm. every single school that's interested and invested in visiting the exhibition itself. So while in this case, because before we knew that every single kid, every single school, because while we do provide all of the programming for free, we don't have the capacity as an institution to also provide transportation to schools. So with this addition, it literally gives every single student potentially the opportunity to visit the work and have that very same sort of up close and personal experience. Mm-hmm. And if I recall correctly, is there not a volunteer docent component to this particular exhibition, which we've also never had before? Can you just speak super briefly to that for me, Abby?
Well, this would be the first time that we would actually be training persons on the ground to actually carry out tours and to talk about the artwork in the space itself. That's being facilitated through One Eleuthera, through the South Eleuthera Mission, under the direction of Miss Addie Pinder, who's the program director at the mission. And she has gathered about 5 to 6 volunteers and also staff members of One Eleuthera to come together and really learn about the exhibition itself and, you know, the National Art Gallery and its purpose, and to really bring a mirrored experience from Nassau to the family island, specifically Eleuthera, to the students, in order for them to really understand what it is that they're seeing on the walls. It's nothing about hearing about artists and then actually seeing their work all at the same time.
That's so incredibly
true. It's real time. It's real time. And, you know, Addie has provided us really with the support to really, you know, engage the students and engage persons who are coming to the space. And
yeah.
So we're really grateful for her assistance and, of course, One Eleuthera's, you know, support in allowing us to really spread the word about, you know, what it is that we do at the National Art Gallery, especially in particular to, like, community outreach.
Yeah, and that's real, because their level of engagement has actually expanded our capacity to outreach, which is a really amazing thing. And before getting on the ground, right, so we know that we're, you know, walking into a situation and a scenario where there are individuals who are already very well aware, who are already spreading the news very actively. And so that's just super, super exciting. Oh, pardon me. So with respect to, oh, wait, do we have to take a break? I think we might have to take a break. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't talk about art because we have to take a break. But you are listening to Team NAGB. But I promise we'll talk about the art. So, like, don't go. Stick around. Don't leave us, because we're going to talk about the art and the exhibition itself and how amazingly special and awesome it is. But you are listening to Team NAGB. Assistant Curator, Ricardo Barrett. Community Outreach Officer, Ms. Abby Smith. And me, your guest host, Malika Pryor Martin. On Blank Canvas. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back so we can talk about the awesome art. So stay tuned. 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.